A warm welcome to each of you. Hello. We appreciate Skagit Unitarian Universalist Fellowship for arranging this special time together for us today. It is our distinct honor to share the genesis of Peace Trees Vietnam's work with you this morning. On January 6th, 1969, my family and I learned that my brother Daniel Cheney was killed in Vietnam. It was the most bitter news of my life. When the news came, I could only think of my parents, my mother and dad, who had given him everything they could give him, their love, their education, values, citizenship, to fuel his incredibly bright spark of life, all lost in a moment. Dan was a U.S. Army lieutenant, a Huey Cobra pilot, and a bright shining light. He and his co-pilot, Walter Kozlowski, were killed in action, putting down suppressive fire to support the rescue of their downed fellow pilot, who ultimately did survive. Suddenly, I realized that my parents were joining thousands of grief-stricken American families and thousands of grief-stricken Vietnamese families. In that very moment, it became clear to me that someday, ordinary American families like mine must find a way to reach out to the Vietnamese people, to go deeper, to go under the pathos of war, to honor the tragic losses to their families, as well as our own. We needed to heal what seemed impossible. I did not know how or when, only that we must. The day came 26 years later on July 11th, 1995, when the United States and Vietnam established diplomatic relations for the first time since the war ended. On that day, the vision for Peace Trees was born. A small group of visionary Seattle citizens, including my Gold Star mother, Ray Cheney, my late husband, Danan Perry, a peacemaker and nuclear physicist, with the support of Washington State Governor Mike Lowry, launched the efforts of Peace Trees Vietnam. We knew we must move quickly to reach the Vietnamese people, to honor the losses on all the sides. We would propose building bridges of trust and understanding through sponsoring clearance of landmines and unexploded bombs, and then bring international volunteers, including American veterans and their families, to plant trees with the Vietnamese people on the safely cleared land. Peace trees. Soon, we landed in Hanoi. Mr. Vu Xuan Hong, a top leader of the country, welcomed us warmly, saying, "Come in, come in. It's time to close the past and open the future." Then he looked into our eyes and said, "You know, we've been waiting for the American people for a very long time." We sat down together and shared our proposal. Mr. Hom invited us immediately to Quang Tri Province, the most war-torn province of the country today still. Considered by some historians as the most severely bombed battleground in world history. We took the night train 15 hours to Dong Hoa Town. In the early morning dawn, it felt like the war ended yesterday. The landscape looked like craters of the moon, yet we were welcomed with smiles and appreciation. Quang Tri Province, the centermost province of Vietnam along the 17th parallel, the DMZ, the dividing line, the bitter dividing line between the North and the South. More than 6.6 tons of munitions per person were expended in this province. Three villages out of 1,100 villages remained after the war. 73% of the landmass, about the size of King County, still today remains contaminated by unexploded bombs and mines. More than 10,000 people in the province have been killed or maimed by unexploded ordnance. 30% are children. That day, we experienced the terror of walking alongside a minefield, the heartbreak of meeting 6-year-old Zhang, who lost his hand, his eye, and his little brother when a bomb exploded in their family's garden. We signed an agreement with the provincial authorities to sponsor clearance of 18 acres of explosive remnants of war from one of the most fiery battlegrounds of the war, and to bring volunteers, including American veterans and their families, to plant trees and grow friendships with the Vietnamese people. Since that day, Peace Trees has safely removed, as Rosemary said, close to 119,000 pieces of unexploded ordnance, bombs, mortars, grenades, rockets, artillery rounds, with the support of the U.S. Department of State Weapons Removal and Abatement Program and the U.S. Embassy in Hanoi. We've cleared more than 3,100 acres of land, assisted 950 landmine accident survivors, planted more than 45,000 indigenous trees, provided mine risk education to 140,000 children and families, built 19 kindergartens, many of which are named for American soldiers and pilots who made the ultimate sacrifice, distributed 2,776 scholarships for survivor family students to help them attend school, built 12 libraries and 100 family homes for landmine survivors, and 2 community centers. And importantly, we've hosted more than 70 citizen diplomacy missions with over 931 citizen diplomats, including veterans, to bring American and Vietnamese people together to plant trees and grow friendships. For these 25 years, Peace Trees Vietnam has worked alongside the Vietnamese people every single day to reverse the consequences of war and build strong bonds of trust and friendship. Now, we would like to invite you to come with us for glimpses of these past 25 years of our work on the ground. The clearance of the first 18-acre, once fiery battleground took place in Dong Ha Town. The Vietnamese military deminers actually cleared the landmines and bombs, supported by explosive ordnance disposal expert veterans from the United States, led by my husband, and a Peace Trees team of more American veterans. After several hundred explosives were cleared from that land, quality assurance testing was conducted, and then those very same deminers dug the holes for the first tree planting that was to come very soon. In November of 1996, 41 volunteers from 7 countries traveled to Quang Tri province to plant trees and grow friendship with 41 Vietnamese partners. This first citizen diplomacy delegation included American veterans, wartime nurses, those who served, those who did not serve, and the families of fallen soldiers, Gold Star families. The first tree was planted in honor of all fallen soldiers, including my brother, with provincial leaders and members of the Quang Tri Province Youth Union, our planting partners. On that day, former adversaries planted trees side by side. Vietnamese Colonel Dung and American veterans John Boyden and Sarah Blum, a U.S. Army surgical nurse. The children of Quang Tri Province are the heart of our work. Lai was just 9 years old when an exploding bomb took his left hand, his left leg, his right foot, and damaged his right eye. With boundless love and support led by Peace Trees Vietnam, at that time Country Director Quang Ly, Lai has made tremendous progress, and he's now graduated from Da Nang University in computer science. In 2005, Peace Trees was blessed The U.S. Department of State Weapons Removal and Abatement Program began sponsoring our humanitarian demining teams as the first and only U.S. humanitarian demining team in Vietnam. Here you will see our deminers training with surface detection devices and with deep search. You'll see one of them that is like a giant wand, and it almost looks like a small, it's a net that has frames around it, and that will detect metal down to 19 inches below the ground. So that's used when any digging needs to be done on a property. In this slide, I'd like to share with you that there were villagers gathering seeds in the forest who happened upon a cave filled with unexploded ordnance. As you will see, this mountain of mortars, each was safely removed by our team and safely detonated. Then, villagers in the same area, just a few days later, found two 500-pound bombs in a cemetery. They called the newly set up provincial hotline and reached Peachtree's mobile response team, who immediately went to the site, removed both bombs, transported them to a safe place for detonation, saving many lives and many homes in the area. This is a special slide that was a great honor for Peachtree's. Our U.S. Ambassador David Scheer came to Quang Tri and traveled with us for two whole days with a citizen diplomacy mission. And we visited our demining teams, and there he is seated with them, so proud, because it was his office in Hanoi and the State Department in Washington, D.C., who fund our demining teams. These boys running along the road with unsafe detectors, they look like they're out to go have some fun. They're actually hoping to find scrap metal from bomb casings to sell for just a few pennies, underscoring the tremendous need for mine risk education and poverty alleviation in the province. Here is the Dainan Perry Landmines Education Center. The center is the center of our operations and our offices and provides crucial mine risk education through overnight campouts for children and poster with making posters and essay contests and even acting in theater to convey the message of staying safe from landmines and bombs. At the Mine Risk Education Center outdoor camp, elementary and middle schoolers compete for the most effective message for their safety posters to keep children safe from the dangers of unexploded munitions. With their support of Mine Risk Education, Seattle 4 Rotary Club and Grace Church on Bainbridge Island sponsored our very first mine risk accident education billboards throughout the province, a tremendous step forward. In 2002, the Peachtree's Friendship Village was built on 40 acres of safely cleared land that our teams cleared, and it was dedicated for 100 landmine survivor families to move into a home of their own. Mr. Phuc was only 8 years old when he lost his leg. A bomb exploded when he and his friends were planting a tree for their teacher. Three children lost their lives. Now, after many difficult years, Mr. Phuc and his family have a safe home, and we visit with them every time we're in Dong Ha. Our first kindergarten was built by the Princeton graduating class of 1965 in honor of their two classmates, Dave Hackett and Steve Kelsey, U.S. Marine Corps officers who gave their lives in service near this very base. U.S. Marines Carl Egge and Ralph Monty were part of the dedication of that village and that kindergarten. They helped move families into their new homes in the Peachtree's Friendship Village. Think about this with me for a moment. What happens when land is cleared? What does that mean for the community? In this case, when land is cleared, kindergartens can be safely built for ethnic minority children to be nourished and educated in the Vietnamese language. The local tribes, the Van Kieu and Pa Co, ethnic minority tribes, speak only an oral tradition and do not have reading and writing. So these kindergartens are essential for these children, and that is why we have 19 kindergartens. Grace Church on Bainbridge Island sponsored and built this kindergarten and feeds these children every day for the last 12 years. Peace Tree's board members and several Vietnam helicopter pilots built this kindergarten to honor my brother Dan and mother Ray. Near the border with Laos lies Cay Daw Village, where the Dan Cheney kindergarten staff provides daily food and nutrition, love, and Vietnamese lessons and language skills in this very impoverished area. If you look closely, you might see that these little ones are actually singing. They're so tiny. It's important, I think, for us to take this in, that this can actually happen. Land can be cleared, kindergartens can be built, and children's lives can take a new chapter, a new page. Here, we would love to introduce you to Vietnam, Peace Trees Vietnam's first woman deminer, Madame Nguyen Thi Le Quyen. Here she returns from the clearance site with her life-saving tools. Now we have many women out of our more than 160 total of highly credentialed demining technicians. Here you see deminers safely removing a large unexploded bomb from a shallow river. Then you will see deminers safely removing an unexploded bomb from deep in the earth. And now you will see three women deminers carefully laying the wires for safe detonation of unexploded bombs that were found that week. Each week, our teams do a detonation of all of the unexploded munitions that were found that week. It is a massive explosion. And by the way, I wanted to let you know that we will have plenty of time for questions as we go along. So if you'd like to just jot them down as we go along. Coming up soon on April 4th, our in-country staff and all of us here in the U.S. will celebrate the United Nations International Mine Action Day. Here they're displaying many types of dangerous unexploded weapons to raise awareness in communities. Our partnership with the Quang Tri Province Women's Union and our Peace Tree staff here are together supporting students in creating life-saving messages at their mine risk education camp. I am thrilled to introduce you to the Growing Pepper Helping Farmers Black Pepper Program. Safely cleared farmland also makes it possible for farmers to learn to plant and grow pepper vines and harvest highly valued black pepper as part of Peace Trees Vietnam's Black Pepper Initiative, supported by Costco, Olam, Old Thompson, and Sahali Snacks. You might want to pick some of those up. Here is opening day of the Black Pepper Project. Our Peace Trees team is delivering pepper seeds to the local farmers. The first harvest is in. Farmers and our staff rejoice with the first bags of harvested black pepper. Perfectly grown, harvested dried peppercorns now in hands, ready for the market. The Washington Women's Foundation funded our first Healthful Garden, Healthy Children's program to teach ethnic minority women ways to grow food from seed on safely cleared land. This is their very first classroom. As our demining teams continue to clear land close to their homes, these women farmers now can safely tend their gardens, feed their families, and generate income from their crops. This is a miracle. Here you see them working hard in these beautiful gardens, and they're so proud of the foods and the vegetables they grow. We are grateful to every veteran who served in the Vietnam War. And we're grateful to every veteran who joins our citizen diplomacy delegations. Here, Peachtree's board member, Ron Beeman, a U.S. Marine Corps veteran of Vietnam, and a Vietnamese veteran, plant a peace tree together on the former Khe Sanh Combat Base, which you will see in the background where I am standing. And here you see a younger U.S. veteran who served in Afghanistan, planting trees with a Vietnamese veteran. This is one of my most heartwarming slides. Nurses from both sides meet for the first time. In September of 2019, Dr. Greta Kammermeier joined us for the University of Washington Intergenerational Veterans Journey to Vietnam. Dr. Kammermeier was the U.S. Army head nurse of the neurological ICU at the 24th Evacuation Hospital at Long Binh in the south of Vietnam, 1967 to 68. Her dear friend and fellow sister nurse, Beverly Christensen, U.S. Army nurse based at the 93rd Evacuation Hospital. Today, on this day of this photograph, they met their new friend, a Vietnamese Army nurse at her home in Quang Tri province, and shared many, many stories and much love around her table. It was a day of miracles. Now you will see Greta and John Downing, a U.S. Coast Guard active duty, plant trees with a former Vietnamese soldier. And here you will see those familiar faces now. U.S. Army Explosive Ordnance Disposal Officer John Boyden and Colonel Zoom, former Explosive Ordnance Disposal Officer in the Vietnamese Army, are no longer adversaries. They have become friends and have just planted that tree, that peace tree together, a tremendous step forward. And in the recent past, January of 2020, which was our last citizen diplomacy trip, you'll see here American veterans and citizen diplomacy volunteers planting trees along the line of the former DMZ. This was a tremendous honor for Peachtree Vietnam to be invited to plant trees along this line that was the dividing line between the North and the South. We were invited, and our whole team was invited to come there, and there were many government officials who came and spoke. It was a special moment in history that we have each tiny step builds more trust and more understanding. This was all in celebration of the 25 years of normalization of relations between the United States and Vietnam, and 25 years of Peachtree's work on the ground with the Vietnamese people. We have a sad story to tell you. In October of 2020, devastating floods displaced hundreds of thousands of families across central Vietnam with tremendous losses to countless families. This was unparalleled flooding. Peachtree's in-country staff, Ha Pham, our Peachtree's in-country director, passed out supplies to help families impacted by this unparalleled flooding. And this special photo of January 2020 is a visual story of our work with the Vietnamese people for the last 25 years. Each person in this photo has been our partner, making all of these projects and all of these moves forward possible. The Department of Foreign Affairs of Quang Tri Province, and the Women's Union of Quang Tri Province. We hold them in the highest esteem, and there is tremendous love and compassion that flows in these partnerships. I would now like to tell you a very special story about my mother, Ray. Mother Ray, as she still remembered in Vietnam, volunteered for more than 20 years with Peace Trees and wrote thousands of thank you letters to donors around the world. At age 90, she made her first trip to Vietnam to dedicate the Dan Cheney Kindergarten in her son's honor and the Mother's Peace Library to honor mothers on all sides of the war who lost their sons and daughters. Ray was presented the Medal for Peace and Friendship Among Nations, literally on arrival in Hanoi, on behalf of the President and Prime Minister of Vietnam for her humanitarian peace-building efforts with the Vietnamese people. They were deeply moved that a 90-year-old American woman who lost her son in Vietnam would come to Vietnam to honor and respect their losses as well. As we were nearing Kedah Village, the site of the dedication, joy was in the air. There were young women dancing. Elders of the indigenous tribes were in their incredible ancient weaving clothing with ancient instruments. Happy children were swinging on the new swings at the kindergarten. There were friends and villagers and veterans and diplomats all gathered under a pink tent for this very special moment. As Ray stepped onto the stage to dedicate the Mother's Peace Library, she said, "I've postponed my visit with you for 40 years. As my plane was landing in Hanoi, I knew just one thing. I knew you were all here waiting for me." Suddenly, the local women lifted up tiny Madame Ho Ti Moan, age 92, right into Mother Ray's arms. Madame Moan lost her two sons when the war passed by this tiny village. The two women embraced. The Vietnamese ambassador to the U.S., Nguyen Tham Chinh, and U.S. ambassador to Vietnam, Michael Mihalik, literally leapt to their feet and said, "This moment is the true healing between our two countries, when the mothers of the fallen soldiers embrace. The healing between the mothers is the most important piece of all." Thank you.